This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Budget Lumber. Congressman Peter DeFazio joining us. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good. You were down here on Tuesday in Oakland and taking a look at the historic Oakland Bridge, 95 years old and due to be replaced next year. Tell us about your visit and about your thoughts taking a look at the bridge.
Well, we did a lot of great engineering work in this country 100 to 120 years ago, but it's wearing out. They do have a lifespan. The bridge has been limited to one lane for quite some time because it can't accommodate a modern with trucks and vehicles two at a time. Plus, it has structural issues, so it needs to be replaced. And half the money will come from the federal government, some from the state, and then a bit from the county. But there are hundreds of bridges in Douglas County that need attention. It's a very long list. They showed me the next big project is the Conn Ford Bridge. And I'm actually going to talk to the Commandant of the Coast Guard today because one of the hangups there is they consider that stretch of river to be navigable. And that would require a special process and permitting by the Coast Guard, which seems a bit absurd. Hopefully we can work that out. I'm sure a drift boat would fit under any bridge that they replace it with, and I don't understand that. So, but all across America, we got 47,000 bridges in the National Highway System need repair or replacement, and Douglas County is just the tip of the iceberg for these problems.
Now, you're the chairperson for the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. And I know this has been a big focus, really, of your work in Congress for years, is continuing to improve and replace infrastructure.
Yeah, I've had been fighting for years. We haven't really made a significant increase in our investment since 1993, the last time the federal gas tax was raised. And we need massive investment across the country. The good news is when we come out of the pandemic, we're going to need a lot of jobs. And one of the most efficient, best ways to provide jobs in rural areas, suburban areas, cities all around the country is investment in infrastructure. And it isn't just construction. It's small business suppliers. It's design. It's engineering. It's high tech. It's American manufacturing. We have the strongest Buy American requirements. And I closed the last loopholes that we passed the bill out of the House that would have a massive increase in investment for recovery package as we come out of COVID. And I'm closing the last loopholes, which relate to buses and light rail vehicles to keep the Chinese out and keep those jobs home.
Now, one of the county officials, Scott Adams, was talking about some of the other bridges that need to be replaced around the county. A group of you were out there at Oakland on Tuesday. Dancer Creek Bridge at Camas Valley, Soup Creek Bridge near Loon Lake, Upper Olalla Bridge as well, and really a long list. And it seems like we've got an awful lot of bridges right now that are at the end of their replacement cycle, and you can only Band-Aid a bridge for so long.
That's correct. I mean, that's true all across the country. It's true in Douglas County, elsewhere in Oregon, and all around the nation. I mean, it is time. You know, years ago when Obama passed that Recovery Act, only $34 billion went into infrastructure. $340 billion went into payroll tax cuts, which gave people $12 a week. That didn't put people back to work. I opposed it then. And I said, how about we just have a program to rebuild all the bridges in America that need rebuilding? That'll put a lot of people to work. I didn't win the fight then. I intend to win it this time around. I got a big bill through the House. I'm waiting on the Senate. We're negotiating with him. The president keeps talking about wanting to do infrastructure investment. Well, here it is, Mr. President. Here's a way to do it. Here's a way to deliver on your promise. I'll work with either side of the aisle to get this done.
What about the aspect of working across the aisle on this? It would seem to a lot of observers that infrastructure projects aren't particularly Republican or Democrat.
Well, I did just pass a water resources bill out of the committee and out of the House. It was the only substantive bill to go through this year that was unanimous. It will increase funding for our small ports in Oregon dramatically to deal with problems. I'm just traveling up the coast that I've seen all the way up the coast, starting down in Brookings Harbor, Gold Beach, Port Orford, Bandon, Coos Bay, where we need jetty work, we need channel deepening, we need all sorts of things done. So that one was bipartisan. The transportation bill, I did two things in that bill. One is I'm dealing with the need to make massive investment in infrastructure, but the other thing is at the same time, we can build a new infrastructure, 21st century infrastructure, that is more resilient, and we can also begin to move away from fossil fuels in transportation, the largest contributor to carbon pollution and climate change, if you believe in climate change. I do. Unfortunately, a lot of my Republican colleagues don't. So I said, what's wrong with this? I said, we're going to create, hundreds of thousands, millions of jobs, and we're going to deal with climate change. What's your hang up? So that one wasn't as bipartisan as I would like it to be.
So you're on the August recess. What are some of the things ahead in your schedule in the next few days?
Well, I'm flying back to D.C. tomorrow because we're going to vote to save the post office. The president put a political guy who gave him a couple $1 million for his campaign in charge of the Postal Service. He has been dismantling it. I'm sure many people have noticed mail delays. We've heard from the Roseburg VA and vets all around my district and all around the country. Last year, the post office delivered 125 million veterans prescriptions on time because the VA, they're trying to save money. So they don't send you your prescription 2 weeks in advance. They just send it like 4 or 5 days in advance. And now it didn't get in there in 4 or 5 days. Because of the cuts that this guy has made. He says, he's trying to make the post office more efficient. That's BS. Taking out the automatic sorting machines, they replaced a whole bunch of mail handlers years ago to make the post office more efficient with sorting machines. Now he's taking out the sorting machines and they're not hiring mail handlers. How does that work? Took out the barcoding machines, which is the way they sort out ballots around election time to make sure they get there in time. They took those out. He says, these are cost-saving efficiency measures. And then they started, they were driving around with trucks in Oregon picking up the blue mailboxes. No, these aren't efficiency measures. The old Republican mantra, let's privatize the Postal Service. Guess what? If you privatize it, people live in rural areas, small communities, you're not going to have mail service. Go check at FedEx and see what it costs to send a letter. I think it's about $24. Postal Service, 55 cents. And FedEx is, not wanting to go out to powers or to isolated in small communities. They want the post office to do that. So this is a service, the United States Postal Service. It's in the Constitution of the United States of America. And we're going to, on Saturday, require him to put those machines back in. And make the post office work the way it should and give them money, get them through the COVID crisis.
So is Saturday really the only focus, the postal issue, and then it'll be back to the recess?
I don't know. I'm part of a group that wants to do more. I would like to, go through the package we passed again and shave it down a bit so we can get extended unemployment to people who need it. So that we can get money to our communities. I mean, all of my counties, my cities, they're all hurting. They're get some money down to the local level to help so they can keep first responders on the budget. So I'm advocating that we do more. Right now, the leadership has not agreed with me and a number of others who want to do that. I mean, right now, it's just the Postal Service. We're hoping to do more.
All right, Congressman Peter DeFazio, out of time for now. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate the opportunity.
843 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.